ジャパニーズポッド101.com、うん、
Maybe。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Lesson Season 4 Nihongo Dojo Lesson 4. Daddy's Home.
Daddy's Home. お父さんが帰りました。
Now, in the previous lesson, our hero, Haruya Ozawa, met his girlfriend's mother.
そうです。今日はお父さんに会います。Today, he's gonna meet her father.
Oh boy, 頑張ってください。Good luck. Now, the politeness level is...
Haruya speaks polite Japanese, and the father...Raizo speaks casual Japanese.
Okay, and the grammar points we're going to cover today are?
欲しい and したい.
Want something and want to do something. Okay, so remember to try and find the grammar points inside this interesting conversation. Here we go.
はじめまして。大空春也と申します。
は?
お父さん、お嬢さんをください。
は?
俺は、ミユとずっと一緒にいたいです。ミユと結婚したいです。
俺、ミユ?
ふん。あ、すみません。僕はミユさんと結婚したいです。お嬢さんをください。
君は、何が欲しい?金か?家か?ん?それとも、うちの会社が欲しいのか?
パパ!
んふん。
もう一度お願いします。今度は、ゆっくりお願いします。
はじめまして。大空春也と申します。
は、
お父さん、お嬢さんをください。
は、
俺は、ミユと、ずっと一緒にいたいです。ミユと、結婚したいです。
俺、ミユ、ふん。
あ、すみません。僕は、ミユさんと、結婚したいです。お嬢さんを、ください。
君は、何が欲しい?金か、家か。あ、それとも、うちの会社が、欲しいか。
パパ。
うふ。
今度は、英語が入ります。
はじめまして。大空春也と申します。
あ、nice to meet you. I'm 大空春也。
は?
は?
お父さん、お嬢さんをください。
あ、sir, please give me your daughter.
は?
は?
俺は、ミユとずっと一緒にいたいです。ミユと結婚したいです。
あ、I wanna be with ミユ forever. I wanna marry ミユ。
俺、ミユ。
ふん。I? ミユ?
あ、すみません。僕はミユさんと結婚したいです。お嬢さんをください。
I'm sorry. I wanna marry ミユ。Please let me have your daughter.
君は、何が欲しい?
What do you want?
金か?家か?ん?それとも、うちの会社が欲しいのか?
Money? A house? Huh? Or, do you want my company?
パパ!
Daddy!
Oh boy.
Haruya was pretty bad.
最悪でしたね。
ねえ、he called himself 俺?
Well, let's just back up. First, I said the worst. He was the worst. And as Naomi-sensei said, he called himself
俺,
which is a very masculine way to refer to oneself, a very masculine pronoun for guys.
そうですね。I don't see any problem for you using it to your friend, but not to the people who has higher status than you.
Yeah, this is something you use with your friends、
はい、
and referring to yourself, not something you refer to in a polite situation. And as he's meeting his girlfriend's father for the first time.
And he called her girlfriend as Miu, without son. That's rude too.
Let's cover this now. See, it's interesting. I always got confused. So why would he have to call her Miu's son?
In this stage, he's not her fiancé yet.
So he's still in the out group.
そうです。
When we started this series, one of the things we wanted to discuss is this idea of outside and inside groups. Now, Miu has an inside group with her family. She also has an inside group with her boyfriend, Haruya. But Haruya does not have an inside group with the family.
That's right.
So when Miu and Haruya were on the way to the house, they were speaking informal Japanese because they were in their in-group. When they met the family, the mother first, Miu didn't have to change because this is another in-group for her. But Haruya's on the outside. So that's why he used polite Japanese with the mother. When he met the father, things fell apart and he started off with a very informal phrase you would never, ever use with an out-group. Put it this way, business deal? You're not getting it. Daughter's hand in marriage? Not getting it.
So this, he should have put son, like Miu-san. But it seemed like he realized his mistake. So he said, 僕は Miu-san と結婚したいです。
I want to marry Miu. With the honorific suffix son.
This is based on my friend's story. One of my friends took her boyfriend to home for the first time. Her name is Kumi. So he called her Kumi in front of her mother. And her mother got so upset.
Really? Did they wind up living happily ever after?
No. Not because of that, but yeah.
But that added to it. First impressions are everything. 第一印象ですね。First impressions. Right? Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. First we have...
お嬢さん.
Daughter. Young lady.
お嬢さん. お嬢さん.
Next.
俺.
Most informal masculine pronoun.
俺. 俺.
Next.
僕.
Masculine pronoun, more informal than 私, more polite than 俺.
僕. 僕.
Next.
ずっと
All along, the whole time.
ずっとずっと
Next.
結婚する
To marry.
結婚する結婚する
Next.
金
Money.
金金
Next.
それとも
Or, either.
それともそれとも
Next.
君
You, second person pronoun, informal.
君 君
Next.
一緒に
Together.
一緒に一緒に
Okay, Naomi-sensei, let's take a look at some of the phrases and words used in this conversation. What do we have first?
俺 and 僕
Now, these are two masculine pronouns you may not yet be familiar with. In the textbooks, they usually start out with 私
そうですね or 私 in a polite situation.
Which is a safe bet. You're always safe with watashi. And of course, it's a first-person pronoun, I. And it can be used by males and females. And it's both masculine and feminine. Now, on the masculine side, we move on to...
boku.
Which is more informal than watashi, but much politer than ore. And finally, we have...
ore.
Which is a very informal way for a guy to refer to himself. Now...I mentioned this in a previous lesson. I never use 俺.
Ah, so.
Yeah, I'm...
Ah, そうですね。僕とか私ですね。You always call yourself as 僕 or 私ですね。
Yeah. I'm not really sure where that comes from because guys who... And I have some really, really close friends, guy friends, and they, you know, it's nothing wrong with using 俺 when you're in your inner circle with your really close friends. But I don't know. It kind of stems back from...I had a female friend,、
mm-hmm.
and this was really interesting. She met her friend, and they were talking about me, and her friend asked, 彼は僕か俺? Like, she wanted to know which one I referred to myself. And my friend at that time said, 僕. Like, it wasn't even up for discussion. Does this make any sense to you?
I'm not sure what she was trying to say, but was she your girlfriend?
As I'm married now, there's no comment on that.
Ah, so ka, I see. Ah, okay. So she probably didn't want you to refer yourself as 俺. She wanted you to sound like you're from a good family. Or what gentleman.
That's a much better phrase. You're not from a good family.
You are from a good family, I guess, but...
Well, basically, I think what Naomi-sensei is trying to say is that 俺 can sometimes be interpreted as you're a little rough around the edges. And I guess, like, I don't know, that's why I always just usually stick with 僕, even when I'm speaking with my really close friends and everyone's just going 俺, 俺. But there is nothing wrong with it using it in the proper situations. I guess I was just trained. Domesticated. Okay, on to today's grammar points. We have 2 points to cover. And we're going to be talking about wants. As in to want something and to want to do something. Naomi-sensei, what are we going to start with?
何が欲しい?
What do you want? Okay, and the pattern here is...
が欲しい.
Noun plus が欲しい. And meaning I want... Noun. So, for example, we have?
時間が欲しいです。
I want time.
Do you, right?
Oh. どうしても欲しい。Like, I really want it. Really want it. But let's back up and take a look here. First, we have?
私.
Pronoun. Again, polite pronoun. I, followed by?
わ.
Topic marking particle. I?
時間.
Time?
が.
が is usually a subject marker. Here, it's kind of can be used both ways as a subject or object marker.
欲しい.
Want. So, I, time, want. I want time.
です.
The des here is for politeness level. There's nothing grammatical that changes between 私は時間が欲しい and 私は時間が欲しいです. Nothing changes there. It's just the des adds to the politeness.
そうですね. Actually, 欲しい conjugate as い. Ending adjective. It's not a verb.
Great point. And it's something you're going to have to come to terms with, much like, ski. There are certain verbs in English that are not in Japanese.
Right.
素晴らしいです. Great, Naomi-sensei.
はい、はい、次行きましょう。次。Next.
Kind of like Sakura, I can't take a compliment. When talking about wanting something, the pattern is fixed. Something?
が欲しい.
That easy. Next, we're going to move on to want to do something. And here, we're going to need a verb. To that verb, we're going to take...
Masten.
And add...
Tai.
So we're going to have verb in its masten plus tai to indicate want to do something. For example, we have...
私はカナダに行きたいです。
I want to go to Canada. Okay, let's break this down. First we have...
私.
First person pronoun, I, followed by...
わ.
Topic marking particle, followed by...
Canada.
Canada.
に.
Direction indicating particle, に.
行きたい.
Want to go.
です.
Increases the politeness level. So, literally, I, Canada, to, want to go. Of course, I want to go to Canada.
私はカナダに行きたいです.
Now, let's take a look at the conjugation of 行きたい. First, we have the verb...
行く.
And this is the dictionary form. Next, we need the ます stem. This is a class 1 verb. If you're not sure about the classes, review Nihongo Dojo. Class 1 verb. So the ma stem of iku is?
Iki.
Iki. Quick kind of tip on the conjugation. The ku, the u column, goes back to the e column. So the ku becomes ki. So iki. Then we attach?
Tai.
Which indicates want to do something. Ikitai. Want to go. Let's just grab another verb. Any verb?
Can I pick the verb from class 2?
Sure. Class 2 verb.
見る.
To see. Masten is?
Mi.
Again, for class 2, it's easy. Just drop the ru. Mi plus?
Tai.
Put it together.
見たい.
Want to see.
富士山を見たいです.
I want to see Mount Fuji.
Or 富士山が見たいです.
Okay. So I think that just about does it for this lesson. Now, for the conjugation, you can also see the reference material section in the Learning Center. There we actually have a verb conjugation chart with all the classes, so you can go there and find out more about conjugation of verbs. Plus, in the PDF, we have a very detailed write-up, so the PDF plus the Learning Center and the verb conjugation chart in there, you're well on your way.
皆さんはこの夏何がしたいですか?
And finally, we have a question. Everybody, what do you want to do this summer? Now, if you can leave us a comment and try to use this grammatical structure, we'll be very, very happy. And, of course, we'll answer you.
私は休みが欲しいです、ピーターさん。
I want to take a vacation.
Please, Peter.
We'll see about that. That's going to do for today.
はじめまして。大空春也と申します。
は?
お父さん、お嬢さんをください。
は?
俺は、ミウとずっと一緒にいたいです。ミウと結婚したいです。
俺、ミウ?
ふん。あ、すみません。僕はミウさんと結婚したいです。お嬢さんをください。
君は、何が欲しい?金か?家か?ん?それとも、うちの会社が欲しいのか?
パパ。
うん。